We're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I don't know if it's vanity or not. I just took off my glasses. I hate to look like an old man who wears glasses. So I took them off, but I can't see anymore. I'll just act like I can. Then maybe here I'll get real desperate and put my glasses. I see Zypher down there laughing in his car. That's about the only thing I can see. What a crazy weekend we just had. And I want to share you some of the stuff that went on this weekend. We had a huddle down in Kentucky. And folks, listen, if you haven't made it to one of the huddles, you just got to do it, man. I got to know Clay better and his wife Kathleen better, although I didn't get to know her as well as I'd like to. I got to camp out with Clay and Bobby Lee and I shared a hotel room. Not sure who snores the most. Oh, I think it was Bobby Lee. Brockhoff was there. Brockhoff really snores really bad. He's in another room with OJ. We ended up having, I think at the height of it, I think we ended up having about maybe 20 different people who made it down there. And the fellowship's so good, so rich, man. And so those of you out there who are planning on organizing huddles, we'd love to help you do it. You can get on here on Coach Dave Live and we can fellowship with each other back and forth. And it's good. But did you guys know that Clay Parker, every time Clay from Alabama comes on, I'm going to call him the daring young man on the flying trapeze. Clay Parker was a world champion trampoline guy. Whatever you'd call that. He went to the world games jumping up on a trampoline, going 25 feet up in the air and doing flips and all that crazy kind of stuff. Jeez, I didn't know that. I didn't know that about Clay. So
he's a singer too.
He's a daring young man on the flying trapeze. I'd love to see him in those little tights that they wear. That would be something to watch. So I got to know that about Clay.
Ain't gonna happen.
I believe that, buddy. I believe it. And we had a wild weekend. You know, we went out on the street. This Bobby, I want to credit Bobby Lee because I think Bobby Lee started a movement. We went out on the streets and we held up signs about the masks. Take off the mask. In fact, we ended up right out in front of a hospital. Bobby put on the back of his truck, painted on the back of his truck. I'm paraphrasing here. What'd you put on there, Bobby? Bobby's here, by the way, this morning. Waiting for the big storm that we're riding out here in Ohio. Bobby put on the back of his truck.
I'm here, Coach. Yeah.
What'd you put on the back of your truck, Bobby?
I got on the back of my truck at the top, UMass Sheeple, you know, written in the white marker stuff. UMass Sheeple, and below it, dumb as hell. So the response I get on the interstate is pretty good. A lot of humps, but some of the sheeple, I mean, these people are so embedded in the mass, they love it. And they will drive by me and they'll look at me while they're holding up their mask. Yeah, the mask is some sort of trophy to these people.
It's amazing, folks. It's amazing. So we were out in front of a hospital. Remember how we did the honking waves with Donald Trump and all that? Well, now we're doing the honking waves to take off your mask. And people don't really know what to do. A lot of them honk their horn, give you thumbs up. A lot of them give you the middle finger. I haven't figured that one out yet, why they would give you the middle finger. Take off your mask. I had the sign that says burn the mask. Go there real quick if you can, Spencer. Go to my Facebook page. You'll see the picture of me holding two of them. Burn the mask. And what's the other one? Slide on down there. There's my mom. Hi, Mom. Slide on down. There we are. Masks, burn them. And no mask, no vaccine. And we're out on the street. It was snowing. It wasn't snowing. And they'd had freezing rain down there in Kentucky. But it was so great. We ought to begin doing this all across America. Because the people just, they I'm telling you, folks, they don't know how to react. They don't know how to react. People driving down the road, nobody in the car. It's 15 degrees and they got a mask on. I mean, what do you? Oh man, oh man. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that this morning as well. We had a great weekend. Great weekend. Say it again. Great weekend. If there's a Salt and Light Brigade meeting going on there, you get to it. Chad S. has had to cancel his this weekend because of ice. For those of you who don't know, they're going to have snow in Texas today, right? I looked yesterday on the radar. The entire state of Texas is under a winter storm watch. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. So there you go, Silver. And all you guys, hope you guys freed your arse off down there. Be glad to do it. Today's President's Day. I made some notes. I'm going to have Mike Spaulding's going to come in and join us here in just a second. President's Day. I got thinking about that. Back when, way back when I was a kid, if you guys all remember, February 12th was Lincoln's birthday, and we took a day off. And then February 20th was Washington's birthday, and we took another day off. You guys remember that? Those were both national holidays. And then 1968, 69, after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, then they said, we'll just combine those two presidents. We'll just combine them. We'll just call it President's Day, and we'll celebrate all the presidents, and then we'll give Dr. King his own day. You guys know that happened, right? So George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, they don't get their days anymore, but Martin Luther King does. Now, see, I hear you. You're saying, Coach, that's racist. No, I'm just telling you the truth. That's what happened. So now presidents share a day, and Dr. King gets his own. Is there a JFK day? Is there an RFK day? Any one of those out there? Seems to me like there's some kind of political correct days going on there. But anyway, that's what today is. Today is President's Day, and I assume that means all 45. Does Donald Trump get to be included in President's Day, Alan? Does he get celebrated in President's Day?
He does now.
He does now? He made it through the impeachment, so he gets to be celebrated now? All right, good. That's good. Good to know. Let me see what other note I make here. It's freezing in Texas. The Lincoln Day. Hey, Randy, did you have your event, Randy? Randy, go okay down there in Oklahoma, man? You don't have to jump in there. Just pray everything went okay down there for your little huddle you had down there. Want to thank Linda Tibbs, who organized one for us in Kentucky. Held it at her house. Had a great time. And Mike Blake. Mike Blake is out of the hospital. He's home. He's got some medication. I texted him first thing this morning, saying, Mike, you doing okay? You going to work? And, of course, he texted me back. It's a day off. It's President's Day, so I forgot about that. But Mike is up and doing better. Mark Mattingly, also. Mark Mattingly has been in the hospital for what appears to be kidney issues. So Larry's wife. Larry has to leave early this morning to go take his wife down to get some more chemotherapy. Todd Barham. I mean, man, we got devil. There's a devil loose, isn't there? So just, if you can, remember those guys, reach out to them, let them know you love them and care about them and all that kind of good stuff. Tomorrow, let me see, pull up Tony Seep there, if you will, Sheldon or Spencer. Tony Seep. Say who? Yeah. Pastor Tony Seep's going to join us tomorrow. Spell Seep, Jamie. Pastor Tony Spell is the pastor down in Louisiana, who was one of the first guys to stand up against the shutting down your church policy. And he goes to court next Monday the first. Is it in Baton Rouge that he goes, Alan? Where is it, Baton Rouge? Just nod your head. I can see if it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, on the first. And it's kind of gone under the radar. And Alan got me Pastor Tony's number, and I called him, and he picked it up. He picked it up. And I think it's important that we try to get as much support for Pastor Tony as we possibly can. In fact, I'm trying to figure out how I can get down there on Monday when he goes to court. Louisiana evangelical pastor loses again in court fight to end virus restrictions. So this is an older one, and I'm not sure what the date is. Slide down a little bit. November 10th was this article. But he's going to join us tomorrow. We got Mike Spaulding is going to join us here in a minute. We're going to talk about his events coming up. But I got to tell you, my highlight. I don't talk. I don't talk much about this, but I had an opportunity. I got to be careful because I'm sworn to secrecy on the life of my dog. We don't have one, but I said you can kill my dog. If I tell anybody you can kill my dog, we don't have one. So I feel pretty safe on it. But this weekend, how do I say this? Coach, be careful here. I met somebody with some inside knowledge about what goes on in Washington, D.C., Alan Zipher, if you know what I'm talking about here, right? And so just in the course of the conversation, I jokingly said, right wing watch, you ready? I jokingly said, so listen, is it Michael or Michelle? Is it Michael or Michelle? Because this person would have some inside knowledge, if you know what I'm talking about. I said, so come on. I was joking, right? Is it Michael or Michelle? Never hesitated. Michael. Never hesitated. Michael. So all you conspiracy theorists out there, I got it from a pretty good source. It's Michael. It ain't Michelle.
Oh, hey, you might be Murray.
Whatever it is, man. I came home and said, oh my goodness, as soon as I start talking about this, they'll come hunting me down for sure. So, where do I want to go here this morning? Anybody got anything for the good of the group here before I get really digging in here? Anything over the weekend that you want to make sure everybody knows about? Jump in if you can.
Coach, don't get any dental work done like Joan Rivers.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Because this is a person that I knew could probably poo-poo it, laugh it off. Say, you're crazy. You're crazy. No, didn't say you're crazy. No. And then not only that, said this. Do they really want to know what's going on? Quit looking for Obama's birth certificate and look for his children's birth certificate. You really want to know what's going on? Look for the Obama girls' birth certificates. Oh, my. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, I promise Doc Spaulding going to get you in here in a second, bud. I want to get off my, tinfoil hat here real quickly. So here's what happened. I'm going to let Bobby come in and kind of tell his story. I'm going to show you a real quick video at, go where it says Bobby's story for me, if you could real quick there, Spencer. So we're out on the streets and we're holding the signs up. People are honking the horn and some are saying that we're number one. And so you guys know how all that works out. Right. And, but it was great. It was a lot of traffic. It was really, really good. And lo and behold, what happens? Why the police show up, as always happens, right? We're right out in front of the hospital and the cops show up and I'm thinking, oh, here we go. So Bobby, wouldn't you know it, the cop pulls over and the first guy goes to is Bobby. So I'm standing on down the road. I do my best to scurry over and find out what's going on. But this is important. I want you to start this. This is all really good. But if you can, Spence, start this at about the 1:30 mark when I finally get over to the policeman. Because I'm going to ask him about this law of the mask mandate. All right? I'm going to ask this cop. We're out there. He was a good-natured guy, and I think probably if he wasn't in uniform, he'd have probably been out there with us, to be honest with you. You notice he doesn't even have a mask on. So go just listen to this here, man. As this cop comes out, he's not mad that we're holding the signs. He's mad. He's worried that we're not on the, you know, we're too close to the road, and we're going to get run over and all. So he's a really, really good-natured guy. Play Bobby filmed this. Go ahead and play a little bit of this. We're not hearing
yeah.
at all.
They're, yeah. So that's where.
You're gonna be out here.
Not that much longer. I mean, I know we got somewhere to be at 12:30.
Which one did you say?
The Field of Heaven. You know what this is, right? This is the first flag of the American Revolution, 1776.
Really? I didn't
right?
know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where we're at now. We're at the point. You know, they stole everything. Now I don't have to explain to you what they did.
No. I'm just curious. I've never seen it before.
So now, you know, we're appealing to heaven and we're trying to educate people on exactly what that means.
One of the officers was running to you, was running to an overdose call. Yeah. He said he saw the mask and said he burned him. It was kind of funny. So I was just curious what that was.
What's the rule here?
Well, basically, it would fall under the pedestrian law. Is that if you're a pedestrian on the roadway, you have to walk. If a side sidewalk's not available, you have to be as far away from the road as possible, which is basically the shoulder, all as far over on the shoulder as you can get. You can't walk on the median, obviously, with the day with the icy roads. That's a concern for me, too. So,
but we'll be on the sides here, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You're completely
what's the rule here in Richmond regarding masks? That's what we're out here about.
Well, we would fall under what the state...
Freeze a minute. Because, listen, I just asked him, what is the rule on masks? In case you couldn't hear, okay? So this is the cop in Campbell, wherever the heck we were, down in Kentucky. And he don't have one on. So I said, what's the rule on masks here? Go ahead.
And you don't necessarily have to wear one outside, my understanding, but you enter a business or anything like that.
I know you're just doing your job. I'm not trying to give you a hard time, okay? Listen,
I'm not going to get into my opinions on masks and all that stuff or whatever.
It's not a
law,
right? I mean, you guys don't enforce rulings.
That is the state. That is the mandate from the state right now. Yeah, is what I will say. Yeah. Okay.
They don't have authority to do that, though, do they? Huh?
Well, whether they got the authority or not, I am not going
to. I understand.
Well, I'm not going to give you a ticket for not wearing a mask.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool.
Basically, what's going to fall under is if for whatever reason you enter a business and they say you got to wear a mask and you don't wear it, that would just become a trespassing issue. Correct. Yeah. But I'm not enforcing any mask regulations.
So the idea that the governor says you got to wear one doesn't really carry a whole lot of power, does it?
Not necessarily. I mean, he obviously has the power to do what the state agencies have the power to do. Is obviously they've talked about disobeying the governor's
whatever
emergency order or something like that. I think what they were talking about initially.
You know, I didn't do very well in high school social studies, but I think laws are made by legislatures, not governors. Isn't that, Bobby? You think that's what it is?
What I've heard.
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of interesting takes on this. Because we've never been through anything like this.
No, we haven't.
Not since obviously the influenza pandemic.
Gotcha.
So, guys, I'm going to run unless y'all have any questions or anything at all.
Thank you.
So in case you missed it there, folks, he said there is no law. There is no law. It is a mandate, and it's up to the individual office businesses. And if they want to get you for trespassing, they can. But they can't get you for not wearing a mask, okay? Stay with me. I'm telling you, showing you this for a reason. They can't get you for not wearing a mask. There is no law. They can tell you have to leave because it's a private business. But cops aren't enforcing it, right? So fast forward. And after we're all done this was on Saturday. So on Sunday, Bobby Lee went down there. He's got some friends and family down in Texas. And in Kentucky. And Bobby's going to visit him. Well, they canceled the visit for whatever reason. They canceled the visit. Bobby doesn't. So I said, Bobby, what are you going to do? And he said, well, I'll just, coach, because there's a storm coming, right? So he said, I'll just get a hotel room. I said, well, Bobby, why don't you do that? If you get in the bind, you can always come to my house, even though it's three and a half hours away. Bobby said, that's okay. I'll check in. I'll get a hotel room. So Bobby gets a hotel room, and I'm going to let Bobby tell you what happens. Folks, this is absolutely the craziness of where we are in this country. Hang on, Dr. Mike. I promise I'm coming. So Bobby, come in. So Bobby Lee goes to this hotel. He checks in. He pays his money. He doesn't have a mask on. He talks to the lady behind the counter. She checks him in, gives him his key, goes to his room. Everything's good, I think. Wasn't it, Bobby?
Yeah, it was. And I was there for less than 45 minutes. And then the manager came to my room, knocked on the door. And you know, and I'm always telling people about emotional energy. It's very difficult to go from perfectly calm to an adrenaline rush within 60 minutes. It messes with your ability to think, but that's a side note. So she knocks on my door and tells me.
Wait a minute, Bobby, you're in your room, right?
Yes.
You're in your room?
Yes.
By yourself?
Yes.
Nobody else in your room?
Just me.
Okay, go ahead.
So she tells me if I'm going to be there, I need to have a mask on. And it was pleasant to begin with, and it quickly became unpleasant. And I was made a couple of negative comments about the mask, how they don't do anything. And I see that she didn't reply or comply. And then it began to increase back and forth. And then she said, you sound like a Trump supporter. And it went back and forth again. And so you sound like you were in D.C. And then it became a little bit argumentative. Well, a lot argumentative. And I went from trying to say, well, I'm not going to go pay for a room for the tomorrow night from here. We need to figure out how I'm going to do it from my card. And then it became
Bobby's booked into his room. He's going to stay a second night. So he's going to have to go back to the counter at some point and book the second night. And Bobby says, we've got to work something out here because I'm in this hotel room. And tomorrow I got to book again and sign. How are we going to make this work? And what'd she say, Bobby?
Well, once she became clear that I'm not going to wear the mask, even when I walk down that 50-foot hall to exit the door, and that's my only place I need to go back and forth, she wants me to leave. And then she says she'll give me half my money back. Now, you got to understand, I was only in the room for about 40 minutes, right? Just enough time to put my stuff down. I drove away for a minute, come back, and to get reorganized, and there she is. So nothing's messed up at all. So
she comes to your door that you've paid, you checked in, nobody said anything to you. You walk down the hallway, you went into your room, you're in the room, brushing your teeth or doing whatever. There's a knock on the door, and she comes and says, basically, hey, bud, you got to leave. Is that
correct?
That's it? And why'd you have to leave, Bob?
Because I refused to wear a mask when I walked down the hall.
But you weren't walking down the hall.
No, I was in the room.
You were in the room.
Yes.
And she came to your room and said, if you don't wear a mask on when you walk down the hall, what?
I need to leave. I can't stay here. And you're not, and she's not, and it went from giving me half my money back to giving me no money back.
Okay. So we said, Bobby called me and said, what do I do? I said, call the cops, Bobby. Call the cops. Tell them this lady, this place is stealing from you. You paid. Legally, they took your credit card. They gave you a key. You went to your room, and now they're throwing you out of your room. They're not going to give you your money back. This is a scenario, right, Bobby?
Yes.
This is a scenario. So if we can real quick, Spencer, pull up Bobby's story, because Bobby films when the police officer shows up. Hey, folks, listen. Some of you are saying, what does this have to do with anything? I turned in here to... This has everything to do with everything, friends. It has everything to do with everything, all right? Bobby Lee is in his own room. That's not the right one. I think we just watched that one.
What happened in that event, I don't have it uploaded yet.
Okay, so here's what happens. So the cop shows up. I said, Bobby, you call the cops. Don't let her do it. You call the cops and report a robbery. So Bobby did that. And they show up, and Bobby goes out and talks to him. And Bobby, what did the cops say?
It's not a theft. It's not a crime. There's no crime committed here. And then he walks in and talks to him, and he tells me that nothing can be done because I was in the room. They got to use cleaning supplies to clean it up again, so he can't do anything. And then to increase, I walk back in there with him, and I'm filming this. There's two small clips. When he first arrives, I get that on film. And then when I go back in with him, I get that on film. And, you know, she doesn't want me in the building with a camera. And I tell her I'm allowed to do that. And she refuses to not only give me my money back, she digs her feet in on that. She refuses to give me any information, write down any information about herself. She doesn't have a business card for her or the company when I demand that to call the people above her. So I get no contact information.
You should have filmed that, Bobby.
I did. It's filmed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. She wouldn't give you your name, right?
Wouldn't give me your name.
She wouldn't give you a card to the hotel.
No information. She said her name, but you got to understand things are moving so fast. I don't have anything to write it with. And I said, well, I want it written down. And she wouldn't give me anything written down or a card or no business card. She says, well, we don't have business cards. And the cop stood there, and I looked at him for a minute, and he said he just reinforced the fact that he can't do anything, no laws are broken.
Yeah, because you'd been in there 15 minutes, Bobby, and even though you paid $80, whatever it was, to stay all night, because you were in there 10 minutes and she didn't like you, you were going to have to leave, and they weren't going to give you your money back. That's where we are today, right, Bob?
Yeah, and I think it had more to do – there was more going on here with the mask, because when she's at my door – it becomes attacks on who I am. She attacked my, well, you're not smart. You don't sound very smart. It became that sort of thing because I'm a Trump supporter. She said I'm at D.C. When none of that was said, she threw all that on the table, and then she let me know how unintelligent I am.
Okay. Okay. So that's what we're dealing with here this morning. And, it's folks, this kind of stuff is absolutely unbelievable. This is what's going on. If you can real quick for me, Spencer, pull up the email. It says vaccine email. I sent it to you earlier. I'm going to get off this. I'm going to have Dr. Spaulding in here. I'm sorry, Mike. You know how I am. Hang in there with me a second. So I got this email today, and I thought, by God, this is it. This is vaccine info. And can you shoot that up on the screen for us there, Spence? You had it and it went away from me. And it says, if I get vaccinated, can I stop wearing the mask? The government says no. Can the restaurants, pubs, bars, et cetera, reopen and everyone work normally? The government says no. So am I resistant to COVID? The government says, well, maybe, but we don't know for sure. So at least I'm no longer contagious to others, right? The government says, well, no, you still can pass it on. Possibly, no one knows. So if we vaccinate all the children, will school go on as normal? Government says, no. Well, if I'm vaccinated, can I stop social disassociation? No. If I'm vaccinated, can I stop disinfecting my hands all the time? No. Can I visit my grandma and grandpa? Can we hug? Well, no. Will movie theaters, stadiums, football games reopen thanks to the vaccines? Well, no. May the vaccinated be able to gather for events and parties and weddings? And no. What is the real benefit of vaccination? Well, the virus will kill you, the government says. Are you sure it won't kill me? Government, no. Are you sure the vaccination won't kill me? If statistically the virus won't kill me anyway, why should I get vaccinated? To protect others. So if I get vaccinated, others are sure I won't infect them? Government, no, we're not sure. So to summarize, the COVID-9 vaccination, it doesn't give you immunity. It doesn't eliminate the virus. It doesn't prevent death. It doesn't guarantee you won't get it. It doesn't stop you from getting it. It doesn't stop you from passing it on. It doesn't preclude the need for travel bans. It doesn't preclude the need for business closures. It doesn't preclude the need for closures. It doesn't preclude the need for concealment. Just a few things any rational person might want to consider before taking an experimental shot that's still in the trial phase. So they really don't have any reason. And Bobby can't stay in a hotel. Oh, my God. Okay, let me see. Did anybody want to? I didn't even look at hands up here. Mike Spaulding's going to come in here. I promise you, Mike, I'm sorry I made you get up so early. And then give me a chance to get in here. Go ahead, Jack, and go ahead, Joe. Jack and then Joe. Go ahead, Joe, then Jack.
And Friday, the Pentagon released a statement that the military, all branches, are declining the shot.
Really? Well, good for them. Good for them. Jack, you want in? Naomi?
I don't know how many people have heard this, but it's going around, and Dr. Lorraine Day is saying it as well, that if you got the test, that they're injecting you with that test. She said no other test goes through the nostril, it goes through the mouth. And the thing about going through the nostril is that it gets into the brain barrier wall thing. And that's just, you know, how many children, how many people, that is called uninformed consent when they are doing that. And how many people think that they're avoiding it, but it's been done anyway without their knowledge.
Amen. So listen, I don't want to get in a debate today about the vaccination. That's really not what this is about. To me, this is a liberty issue, okay? This is all a liberty issue. And to think that Bobby Lee can pay $86, whatever it is, they give him a key, he goes into his room, and then they come and say, sorry, you won't wear a mask, you can't be in your room. What if Bobby just said, well, I'm going to sit here all weekend, I'm just going to sit right here in my room? They still wouldn't let him in there and wouldn't give him any of his money back. So this is predicated by the fact that on Friday, when we were going to go down to Kentucky, A lot of times I rent cars just because if I have car trouble, my car's not stuck down in Lexington, Kentucky. I don't know what to do. So I rent. A lot of times I do a rental, car rental. So I found a real good rental price on online, Hotwire, wherever it was, pick it up at the Columbus Airport and go. And I go and I show up at the Columbus Airport and I walk in the Hertz rental and they won't rent me a car because I don't have a mask on. And I said to the guy, I said, wait a minute. I said, I don't want you to ride with me. I've rented the car. Just give me the keys and I'll get out of here. He said, no, sir, there's a new national mandate. You know what it is. Well, Joe Biden. No, listen, I said, but listen, I don't care. I don't care. I rented the car. Just give me the car keys and I'll get out of your hair. And they wouldn't rent it to me. So here's what we have to understand. We all worry about the mark of the beast and talk about the mark of the beast and all this. Friends, the mark of the beast is going to be this. They're not going to make you take it. They're just going to take away your rights and your privileges. They're going to say to you, you won't take a vaccination? Well, then we're not going to rent you a car. See, they're not going to say you have to take the vaccination.
They'll say to
Bobby, well, Bobby, you don't have to put on a mask, but you can't stay here. You don't have to wear a mask, but you can't eat in our restaurant. You don't have to wear a mask, but you can't bank with us here at this bank. You won't have to wear a mask, but you get what's going on, the seriousness of it. That's why I've spent 30 minutes talking about this here this morning. Because it's not the mask. It's not about the mask, folks. It's about the individual liberty and whether they have the mandate to be able to do that. They have no. You with me? Y'all with me? Jack, do you want to get in here? Jack, your hand's still up, or maybe you just have to go to the bathroom. I don't know which one it is.
I have to go to the bathroom. Help.
Okay.
Hey, you mentioned a minute ago that it was a freedom issue, a liberty issue. Okay.
Right. Right.
So when the issue isn't the issue, what's the issue? The issue is that we have subjected our livelihoods to someone's whim of licensing. What license did a legislator pass in order to write laws to require a license for me? What license do they have to make laws to make licenses? See, we've lost sight of liberty and freedom. It's a facade.
Amen. Amen. It is. It is. So Sheldon, Spencer, real quickly, go to my Facebook page because I want you guys to see. I think these are important to begin to do this, not to the picture. Scroll down a little bit. I just want to show you just a couple. Bear with me here. Right there. I just want you to see what we did when we went out and we did the honking wave. And we stood on the side of the road. We held signs. Go ahead and play that, Spence. Go ahead. Yeah. And so here I am, and we're out there, and we're just.
Well, the cops are finally showing up. I'm going to walk over there and see what it is that the cops have to say to the fact that we're out here holding up these signs.
Okay, so anyway, stop that, Spence. So we were just out holding up signs. Take off your mask. Your mask doesn't work. Liberty. I mean, that's all we did. We took our appeal to heaven flags and we were holding those. And these are things that we can begin to do locally, folks, that are effective. I was really, really amazed at the reaction of the people going by. It's like they had never even thought about it. They're driving down. It's 15 degrees. They're driving down the road in their car by themselves with a mask on. And they read a sign that says, burn your mask. And it's like, what? Huh? So this is why it's so important that we get out and begin to actively push back against this stuff, which is a funny kind of way of segueing into Pastor Mike Spaulding and his Go Ye Therefore conference that they're having on March 5th and 6th. So I got Mike to come in and join us here today. And I told Pastor Mike the other day, the many people that I run into thought the conference was virtual. They thought it was sit at home and watch it like this. But this is a real boots on the ground, real thing going on, right? Mike, come on in here and talk to us about it, if you could. Thanks for joining us. And I'm sorry for taking up so much time here this morning.
Coach, thanks for having me on, and you don't have to apologize for anything. This is your show, brother.
I know that, but I
as much time as you want.
I get it. I hate to invite a guy on and then not let him say anything, you know. So
that's okay. So
tell us what's going on here, Doc.
So the conference on the 5th and 6th, Friday and Saturday, is is virtual, it's hands-on. In fact, it's not just a data dump. It's not a bunch of guys just giving information to inflate their ministry or anything else. This is about encouraging people, number one, and then giving them some hands-on, practical teaching and training that's that they can put to use right now. So, Coach, you'll be there. You already know your assignment for Saturday. Jamie Walden will be there. I've spoken at length with Jamie, so he knows what he's presenting. David Paxton, Pastor Neil, younger brother I met when we went to the summit in Missouri that you were at. Fantastic. Younger. It gives me hope for the younger generation, Coach.
Amen.
Because, you know, you and I were talking recently, I'm 65 now, and I'm looking out on the landscape, and I'm wondering, where's all the young guys? Amen. Where are all the young people that are going to take up, pick it up, and run with it after we're gone? So I'm encouraged by Neil. So to your point about these masks and what's going on, here's part of the problem, Coach, and I think what we've seen in the last year is a great revealing. It's easy for us to pick on the church, to criticize the church, and there's a lot to criticize. It's easy for us to criticize pastors, and most of them need to be criticized. But what has been shown, what's been revealed to me, is that there is a large percentage of Americans that are absolutely clueless to what America really is about, freedom and liberty, and the fact that to maintain that, you have to participate in the process. That's what makes America great, is participatory civics. And if you don't do that, then you're going to get the result that we've got right now. So boiling all that down, we're at a war. We are in a war, and so many people don't get it. They don't understand. This isn't about your health or anybody else's health. This is about the totalitarian globalists trying to tell us, you will do this, and this process is part of conditioning. They've got an end goal in mind. Wake up, America.
So Dr. Mike, let's say that putting on a mask and social distancing and closing down churches and let's say all of that was a good thing, okay? It was a good thing. And we all should do those things. Mike, do they have the ability to make us do it just because it's a good thing?
Yeah, absolutely not. And I got attacked when this first rolled out last March, and they started coming up with all this stupidity. I told our folks, I said, we are not shutting our doors. We are not listening to these people. They have no authority to tell us as a church to shut down, to social distance, to wear masks. I said, we're not doing it. And if you're afraid, stay home. But we're not going to wear masks, and we're not shutting down. I even went so far as to organize a group of pastors, and we wrote a demand letter that we sent by certified, not a request letter, Coach, a demand letter that we sent by certified mail, not just to Governor DeWine, but the Speaker of the House, Bob Cupp, who's just as worthless as DeWine is, and the new president of the Senate, Matt Huffman. And I know Matt, but he's not done a thing to help Ohioans. So we let them know, here's our perspective. You three knuckleheads are enemies of the people. We do not support this. We are going to oppose you every opportunity that we get. I think if more pastors, more Americans would just stand up and say, we're not doing it, this stuff would go away, Coach. What do you think?
So, well, how about this? Bobby Lee paid his money. They rented him a room. They said no restrictions to him. He goes into his room, and then a Nazi comes down and tells him he can't stay there because he doesn't have a mask on, not even required. See, folks, it's not about the mask. It's about whether or not we are going to willingly roll over and do what the government tells us to do simply because it's for the good of everybody. I feel the same way about abortion. I think the stopping of abortion would be good for everybody, but we won't do that. I think the ending of homosex would be good for everybody, but they're not going to do it just because it's good for everybody. So at what point do we as Christians continue to comply simply because we're good Christians and we want to act like Christians and we want to do what the government tells us to do because that's what Christians do? At what point, Doc Spaulding, do we say not only no, but hell no? When do we do that, Doc? That seems to be the dilemma in the church. Anybody wants to jump in here and have an opinion on that? When do we do it? Is Bobby Lee not a good Christian? Because he says, no, I'm not going to do that. Or, hey, show me the law. Show me the law. I'll put a mask on. Show me the law. Show me the governor's signature and the House of Representatives. Show me their signature and I'll do it. Well, they say, well, there isn't any law. Well, then why should I follow it? Why should I follow? You with me, folks?
Yep. Well, I think, Coach, they've overplayed their hand on this one. They've far exceeded. I think they were delighted in how many people complied, but I think they overplayed their hand. They know they overplayed their hand. And so now it's all, you already know this, Coach. So do the people that join you every day. This is a psychological war that we're in. It's psychological. They're trying to manipulate you and make you believe something that's not true. And listen, this isn't an isolated incident, folks. The government of the United States is not our friend. They haven't been our friend for decades, if not centuries. They've been anti-freedom and liberty. You can call them the deep state. You can call them whatever you want. But what's going on right now, Coach, in my view, is nothing more than another false flag and a series of false flags.
There you are, brother. There you are.
We've been dealing with all the way back. You can go all the way back to Lincoln, for crying out loud.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So go ahead, Mike.
Well, so Lincoln, the Kennedy assassination, Watergate, Iran, Contra, 9-1. People think, oh, man, you're crazy. No, actually, the data and the information is out there. The problem is people are too lazy to spend the time to understand our own history. I just finished a book last night, Coach. I laid it here on my desk. Dallas 63, the first deep state revolt against the White House. Peter Dale Scott has quotes from Eisenhower, folks. This goes back even before I was born. Eisenhower in internal communications talking about what type of false flag event would be effectual against the American public. Mm. They've plotted this stuff forever. This is nothing new.
So Mike, I can't rent a car from Hertz, and Bobby can't stay in a hotel, both because some Nazi somewhere said I have to wear a mask, and Bobby has to wear a mask. And we go out there, and we stand out, we're holding a sign, say, take off your mask, it doesn't work, and they flip us off, Mike. That's the depth of the brainwashing, right?
Well, and not only that, Coach, it also this. We need to understand that the battlefield has moved away from foreign policy. What was 9/11 all about? Getting us involved in other nations' business. Now it's moved domestic. And they tell you, we're the domestic terrorists. No, you're the domestic terrorists. Right. You are doing this to American citizens, our government, and then all these sheeple that are obeying the government. They're the domestic terrorists. Amen. We're the freedom fighters, Coach.
That's right. That's right. Come on in, Mark, Trump, and Larry.
Sorry, I wanted to bring up the psychological op of two masks. Have y'all seen the people wearing two?
Yes.
So who is that for? Briefly, that is for the people wearing masks. So in other words, too many people wore masks. They don't know the ones that are loyal. So the ones that wear two, think about when you see someone wearing two masks, what goes through your head?
Idiot.
Wow, look at them. All right, what are the people wearing masks? Think about the people wearing two.
They're probably wondering if they should have another one on, aren't they?
Right. They're like, ooh, they're the elite. So it's another sorting. It's another sorting, Coach, of the people with masks. Which ones are really loyal? Which ones are just doing it because? And which ones are loyal to us with some really, really fake doctrine?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you talked, Mark, you talked about this six weeks ago, and we had hard feelings. Not hard feelings, but both sides. It's, folks, Daisy, criminy. Oh, come on in, Larry, then Silver, and then Patriot, then Dale. Larry,
yeah, hey,
Silver,
hey,
Patriot, and Dale.
Hey, Mark, you're absolutely right. Their double mask is encouragement to each other. Our upside down flags should be the same. I don't know how many people are listening right now, but if you have a flag and you're not flying it upside down, shame on you. Okay, the next thing I wanted to say is, you know, Dr. Mike mentioned that they've overplayed their hand. And if you think they've overplayed their hand with the masks, you just wait until they get they get on board with the vaccinations once they become readily available for everybody. You think they're hardcore on masks. Wait till the vaccination issue enters into it also.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, Dr. Mike hit the nail on the head.
Larry. Bend over, Larry.
Yeah, and then hand them a bottle of Vaseline.
Yeah, no, they got that. They're going to do the anal swab now. Bend over, Larry. Bend over. Come on in, Silver.
I spent, I don't know, almost 10 years in the Navy and about 6 or 7 years on submarines. And we play this religious holier than thou game with our nation. And I'm wondering, when are we going to get fucking mad and do something about it? This is bullshit. We're sitting here placating to each other, yeah, going, oh, yeah, the mask, and the country's doing this, the country's doing that. Okay, when are we going to get mad and do something?
We better, buddy. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, Silver. Patriot, 1776. Then Dale and Randy.
Hey, Coach, it's Kev.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, I want to just, to the people that are flipping you off as you're out there trying to wake them up, I want to cite you a quote from Voltaire, okay?
Yeah.
And it went like this. It is difficult to free people from the chains that they revere.
Well, they revere those chains, brother. Let me tell you that they revere those chains. And that the brainwashing is, listen, folks, I'm not overreacting, okay? The conditioning is so unbelievable. It's so unbelievable. We were out there, and I would say this, 90% of the cars were mad that we were opposing masks. 90%. We were getting some horns honked and with some thumbs up, but 90% of the people thought we were crazy for opposing masks. Come on in, Dale, and then Randy.
That's because 90% of the population, brother, is dumbed down. They're, yep, twice as idiots with two masks. I personally would ask that Joe Biden would require all those loyal people to wear two masks to have one day of cling cellophane wrap around their head. And that'll solve 90% of our problems right there, Coach.
Let me go get some stock in cellophane before we do that. Come on in, Randy, then Brett.
Coach, we need to see... This is God doing this. He is, yes, forcing people to be either a realist or a hypocrite. Coach, he is with the mask. With the vaccine, he's making us, he is forcing people to be either be obedient to him or to be obedient to tyranny and ignorance and control. This is God doing this, Coach.
Amen.
He's doing this. He is making this nation become a Christian nation again or not. We're in the trial right now.
We're right in the middle of it, buddy. We're right in the middle. I'm with you, Randy. This ain't always the devil, is it? Lord's permitting some of this stuff to happen. Come on in there, Brett. Ohio Brett, unmute.
Sorry about that. Your strong safety blitz was muted, but it ain't going to, yep, stop us. Hey, I just wanted to encourage you, Coach, and everybody that went to Kentucky. And Dr. Mike, thank you for all you're doing. By faith, I will be there. I can't wait to be at that war summit. And But you leaders who present to us, we the people that are listening have to take action in our own towns. And that's what's great about Coach Dave Live's huddle is he just doesn't talk about it. He gives us specific, he calls plays and we can go run them. So Dr. So, Mike, I look forward to listening to some of your plays. Thanks for all you do in Lima and beyond.
Folks, that honk and wave is easy to do. Take off your mask, burn your mask. You just go stand on the corner and you'll see exactly what goes on. We have the peel to heaven flags that daring young man on the flying trapeze, Clay, put together for us. We got flag poles and flags, and we go out there and we put those appeal to heaven flags, and we talk about the Lord and hold up the take off the mask, and it's a great opportunity to witness, make a difference. Silver, then Craig, and then Jack.
Thank you, Coach. I just wanted to apologize for anybody's ears.
Oh my goodness, we're all grown up here, brother.
Sometimes a submarine sailor can blow people away. Okay,
We're all grown up here.
The thing I wanted to we have to stay focused, and we have to not only stay focused, but we have to have a goal to focus on.
Yes, sir. Okay? Yes, sir.
We have our own little things that we all want to do. But, I mean, to put things out to say, yeah, we got to do this and we got to do that. Okay, we got to do it locally. You know, we got to get it done, but we also have to stay in contact with each other to see where we are, okay, along the way.
Silver, that's why Mike Spaulding's conference is so important, because you'll meet like-minded people there, and you'll be able to encourage other like-minded people. It's only $20 to go. Now, you got to get a hotel, but if we're smart, we can share hotel rooms. We can eliminate those costs. So this, but listen, folks, these are the people that we're going to have to partner with, the ones that are going to be at that conference.
Are we going to be able to actually attend that, or is that a virtual?
Mike, is a virtual at all? Are you going to be streaming it so people can watch as well?
Well, we've been talking about that, Coach. And here's the dilemma: I'm happy to make it available to folks, but how do you encourage people to meet in person?
That's it, man.
Travel, incur the expense of a hotel, $20 for. I mean, that's just going to go to for the food and some other things. How do you do that and then make it available live for free?
Yeah.
I know
that's bad marketing. My question is where is the thing?
Yeah. So Dayton. it's in Brookville, Ohio.
Okay.
Dayton, north of Dayton.
Yeah, north of Dayton. So the Interstate 70, Interstate 75 intersection. It's west of there, just a few miles.
Just go on maps at the bottom there, Spencer.
Yeah, there you go.
HCP, yeah, right there, buddy, right there.
Yep. Okay, I didn't know where it was. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's our fault.
And there are plenty of. There's a hotel right there in Brookville, Holiday Inn Express, and then this intersection there that you're showing. There's all kinds of hotels, restaurants. But the day's going to be packed. It's going to be hands-on. And Coach, I stole this from you years ago. One of the most important aspects of doing something like this is not just doing a data dump. It's actually providing an opportunity for men and women to meet one another and to start networking wherever they're at. Because
Amen.
It does boil down to boots on the ground. It really does. That's the essence of it.
In fact, when you started it out, Mike, it was just going to be men, wasn't it? It was just going to be men originally.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. We were trying to tell men, stand up, be the husband, father, leader in your church, in your community, in your family. You got to do these things, guys. Do it. Do the work. Amen. And then we had so many ladies that contacted me and said, hey, we'd love to come. Same thing happened to Jamie, right, Coach?
Yeah.
In Missouri. So he opened it up to families and anybody that wanted to come. And so that's what we did as a result of the feedback we got.
So you got to drive 8 hours. You got to drive 8 hours. You're going to partner with, meet other people, like-minded people. You'll be encouraged. Listen, it's not about the information, although it is. It's about the relationship and the networking, folks. It's really, really important. So if there's a way you can pull it off, man, please try to do it. Craig, come on in, then Jack, and then Susan Schaefer. Come on in. Come on, Craig.
Hey, Coach. If everyone in America just stopped breathing, the virus would go away. Okay? So let's reason this out with the people that think the mask is going to help. Okay. Well, is that an option? No. Okay. So does the virus kill you? Well, not really. It's your immune system that kills you. So if it's your immune system that kills you, maybe building up your immune system so it doesn't kill you might be the answer. Okay. So the people have no, when people are in fear, they're looking for an answer. They don't care if it's the right answer or the wrong answer. They're looking for an answer because their fear is doing that.
Yeah, Matt, that's
so it's
right.
Educating them that, you know what, the real solution is building up your immune system.
So we ought to mandate vitamins rather than masks. Is that right?
Well, that's the question. The question would be if someone says, why don't you have your mask on? Your question should be, did you take your 5,000 IUs of vitamin D? And they say, well, I don't know. What are you talking about? Yeah, well, let me hand you those. I sent you a handout. I said, here, look at these studies here. Do your own research, you know, and then you'll realize you're not doing the right thing by wearing a mask. You're contributing to the problem, not helping the problem.
Good point, Craig. You got to move Jack and then Susan.
Well, yeah, Craig, I agree 100% with that, but are you going to buy my vitamins? I shouldn't have to buy my own vitamins, should I? That should come under welfare or main care or Medicaid or something. Yeah. Somebody should do that. Somebody owes me.
Well, Dr. Mike. Can I make a statement? Can I make a statement? If you're a prisoner in West Virginia, you're getting free vitamin D supplements. If you're in the prison system in West Virginia, you're getting a free vitamin. So you're getting three hots, a cot, and a vitamin D pill. Now you figure out why they're doing that.
Coach,
let me say this in response to Craig. It is about the immune system, but here's what you need to understand. This mRNA vaccine that isn't a vaccine, it's actually a mechanical pathogen, and they're introducing elements into your body, AI mechanical pathogen. I'll say that again. They're introducing that into your body, and it has strands of HIV in it. They are trying to compromise your immune system so you die. Now, people will think, oh, come on, Pastor Mike.
The government wouldn't do that. The government wouldn't do that, Mike.
The government wouldn't do that. No, they wouldn't sterilize people anyway, either.
No,
would they?
No, they wouldn't do that. Come on in, Susan, real quickly.
So I went to a Valero gas station that I always go to get my gas. And I was coming out the door the one day and I saw a sign on the door that said masks, have to wear masks as per state law. Went to my car, got my gas, decided to go home. I have all those CFFS brochures with regard to the masks and how they don't work. And I thought, what can I do? So I sat down and I wrote a letter to the owner, put one of those in there. And I just said, here's a civics lesson. This is not a law. The governor is the executive branch. The legislative branch is the only one that passes laws, and they've never passed a law about this, blah, blah, blah. Sent it out. My husband put it in the mail. 3 days later, I went up to Valero. There's a new sign in the window that says masks mandatory, but children under 10 and those that have disabilities or can't wear them are let go.
Progress, huh? Progress.
You know, I'm like, it's one little gas station. It's one little letter, but I'm like, I'm on it. So now I'm writing letters to all the mayors around the area that I live in. And I'm going to put one of those things in it and I'm going to send it out. And I'm just going to keep sending them out.
Said as Silver said, just complaining. We have to activate ourselves here. We have to activate it. Got a couple minutes left here. Larry, did you want to jump back in? Joe, Al, somebody jump in here. Help me wrap this thing up.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, yeah. Joseph Allen. Go ahead.
I got to go to VA hospital today with a appointment, and I'm putting a rock in my pants.
Had a baby. Just as good as a mask, isn't it? Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah. There's a company called Phoenix Ammo. They will not sell to Biden voters whatsoever. You have to fill out something before you can purchase ammo. And if you vote for Biden, they will not let you purchase ammo.
Come on in, Brett. Come on in, Ohio, Brett. Blitz on this one, brother. Bring us home here.
Well, the blitz is already, everybody's on this call, and it's Monday, and we couldn't wait to get on this call. We saw you on Facebook, Coach. We want to encourage everybody who went. And right. we're just proud of you, but we're all in the game.
So Brett, listen, here's the truth, folks. Listen, folks, listen, please. This is going to cause us a lot of discomfort. It's going to make us have to go out of our way. It's going to make us be delayed sometimes. It's just the reality of it. Because the pushback is really, really so important right now. And those who are on top of the heap, they're doing everything, they squash us. So, you know, it was a pain in the butt for me to, my wife had dropped me off to get my car and I was going to meet her someplace and we were going to, and she had to come back and get me and I had to walk. And wouldn't it have been so much easier just to grab a mask and just put it on and sign the papers? That would have been so much easier if I had just, but we can't do that, man. We just can't do it. And so we have to realize that it's going to cause a little bit, some of us to get out of our comfort zone. You have to understand that not everybody's going to receive it. Got to understand that, but you have to, as I said in my video, do you see where this thing goes, folks? Do you see where this thing ends up? Bobby Lee was in his room and they came and threw him out.
Dave.
Yes.
One of the comments I want to make was, this is part of the consequences for coming out of her, my people.
Ah, that's it, brother. That's it. Chad, that's it.
Amen. Amen. Chad.
Jeff Klein, real quickly. Last one for the day. Go ahead, bud.
Coach, we had a prayer request the other night. Some little old lady, 102 years old, Christian woman, went and got the shot. They put her in the hospital. A couple days later, they sent her home. Hospice is called in. How much you want to bet the people in her church? Said, well, honey, you probably ought to get that shot.
Yeah, boy.
102.
Got great advice from the church, didn't she? Got great advice to the church. So listen, tomorrow, Pastor Tony's going to be with us to talk about what they're trying to do, what the government's trying. He simply kept his church open. He defied the government. And there, he told me on the phone yesterday that the Biden administration is doing everything they can to make an example of him. So, hey, we have to engage. Some of us are going to have to go down there if we can. We're going to have to pick up the phone, make phone calls, send letters. We'll talk about all of that tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. Pastor,
amen.
Pastor Tony will be with us tomorrow. God bless you. Got to run. Hey, the snow won't kill you. The snow won't kill you. Sit back and enjoy it. Sit around with somebody you love. We'll see you tomorrow.